streets of my hometown were always clean and bright. Rows of craftsman houses, fences painted white. Dads would work, moms stayed home. The schools filled up with kids. Sunday morning we'd go to church, 'cause that was what you did. Rainbirds watering the new moon lawns. You could leave your front door open when you were gone. And we all felt like we belonged there in my old hometown. Seemed like every avenue was pretty much the same. You knew all your neighbors, knew them all by name. Friendly people waving hello on the streets of my own hometown. But when we watch the evening news on our black and white TV, I saw some folks in some other towns didn't live like me. We'd see all these colored people trying hard to have their say, but state police and governors kept getting in their way. Ah, but that was deep down south, that didn't happen here. Nobody was marching, our streets were clear. I wondered, what could someone have to fear here in my old hometown? One day my stepdad, Jim, picked up a Negro man hitchhiking his way out of town. Jim asked him, where do you wanna go? The man looked surprised and said, don't you know? Mister, please, just get me off the streets by sundown. Seems my hometown had a law, but not the written kind. They enforced it with a vengeance, they didn't need a sign. It said no Negro man is free to roam the streets of my own hometown. But now the Glendale streets are different than the way they used to be. We got every color and every creed and every nationality. My friend, he's a Glendale cop, half black, half Japanese. He upholds the law with an even hand for each person equally. Hey, now we got Armenians and Persians and Vietnamese. Some are black, some are brown, and some look like me. We're just one more minority in my old hometown. And those rows of craftsman houses, the streets of my hometown. On the streets of my hometown. On the streets of my hometown. On the streets.